Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, we have a slightly different format to our Monday show. We had a last-minute cancellation, and I wanted to introduce you into something that we're doing more frequently here with the podcast. We're having daily updates on Facebook. So join our Facebook page at Be Our Guest Podcast. Just go to facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we frequently pop in to have Disney discussions throughout the day to talk about what's on your mind. It's very interactive. It lets us build community and talk about the latest news and, you know, what's important to you in the Disney universe. Today, I had Mallory on with me as we spoke on Facebook with our audience about her take from the Be Our Guest podcast cruise and staying down at Old Key West in a two-bedroom villa. We talk about Pandora Happily Ever After and more. We had a request to put this out on the podcast feed, so I'm doing that today. We'll be back again next week with our regular Monday trip reports, but just wanted to switch things up here a little bit in August to see what you think and let us know that we'd love you to join us on our Facebook conversations. Today's show is brought to you by the wisdom of Walt, so put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, the Wisdom of Walt creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that keep them coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. With the Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. This is the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. I consider this my insurance policy against the crowds every time I head to Florida. You can do the same. Check them out today over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike here from the Be Our Guest podcast. Happy Thursday morning to you. Coming to you a little bit earlier than normal today because we have a special guest here in the studio to talk about memories from the Be Our Guest podcast cruise, sailing on the Disney Fantasy for the first time, as well as a mega Walt Disney World vacation. So thanks for dropping in here on Facebook. We appreciate you spending some time with us. We're going to be here for about 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes on a Thursday here live on the Be Our Guest podcast Facebook page. But as we do, as we have these live broadcasts, let us know where you're listening, where you're watching, and we'll pop those up here on the screen and get a little roll call started. And then we'll get started with the fun Disney talk. And joining me today, we have Mallory, my daughter, 9 years old, headed to fourth grade here in just about a week. Mallory, what's going on? We're going to say hi to everybody as they drop in. So what's going on, Mallory?
Hi.
You got to speak up.
I said hi.
I know, but you got to speak up into the mic. You got right there. You got to say it like you mean it. So Mallory's joining us. Hey to Kara. Let's get that roll called here real quick. Stephanie, good morning to you. Vicky is always here. Good morning to you as well. Julie out in Indiana. Hey, we'll see you guys hopefully at the Indiana Disney meet here in about 3 weeks heading to Indy. Good morning from Connecticut, Jody. Happy Thursday. People dropping in. We're loving this. Good morning to Emily. Let's get everybody in here. Donnie, Queens, New York. Got to visit that place sometimes. It's epic, I hear. Head to New York. Wouldn't that be cool, Mallory?
Yeah.
Dave, what's going on up in Iowa? Just to our north, my favorite Big Brother player this season hails from Iowa, Jason the Rodeo Clown. He's my pick to win. Even though if Christmas wins, I win the money.
Even though he broke somebody's foot.
He did, but it was an accident. It happens. All right, Kelly. Hey, good morning. She says, hi, Mallory.
Hi.
All right. See, Joanne says she's supposed to be working. Me too, but Disney systems are down. So I figured we'd hop in while the systems are down and then get back to work as soon as they come back up. Zoe says hello.
Hi, Zoe.
Say hi to Zozo. Hope she's swimming this morning with her Captain America swimsuit. Good morning, Mark Glorioso. Remember, he ran with his daughter at the long time ago, years ago. Man, you guys were little then. In South Jersey, that's New Jersey, Mallory. People tuned in. All right, so let's have some Disney talk here. Let's talk about your perspective on a few things because you see things differently. You got to travel to Walt Disney World. You got to travel with one of your best friends, and you got to see Zoe, and you got to hang out with Emily from Michigan. So looking back on the trip, let's talk about when we first got to French Quarter. What did you like best about staying at Port Orleans French Quarter? Because we stayed there for about, what, 4 nights before the cruise, I think, something like that? Okay, so tell us about our French Quarter. What did you like? What didn't you like?
I liked their food court.
Okay, so they just remodeled that food court, actually. So what were some of the items that you enjoyed?
I liked how they had, like, I think it was like two walls that had like a big frame inside, and it had a ton of Mardi Gras masks inside of them. Me and my dad were picking out our favorites Sunday.
Yeah, that was one of the things we did at French Quarter's food court is they do have a display with tons and tons of masks of different varieties, some with feathers, some small, some large. From Mardi Gras, I guess, from down in New Orleans. And we spent some time in there picking out what we liked the best, you know, color schemes, how they were built. You're really crafty. So that was something that really appealed to you.
Yeah, I love DIYs and crafts.
Yes, you do. All right. So if you have questions of Mallory, too, please pop those up here in the Facebook chat. We'll put those on the screen and we'll have Mallory answer those for you while we have the expert here joining us this morning for about 30 minutes before we have a busy day. Hello, Dennis. Thanks for joining us. So let's hop into the cruise. So first time sailing on the Disney Fantasy. What'd you like best about the Fantasy? You've been on the Dream a few times, but what about the Fantasy?
I liked the Fantasy so much. I would say I liked it a little tiny bit better than the Dream.
Okay, so you said you like it a teeny tiny bit better than the Dream. Was it just that it was a 7-night cruise, or did you like the ship itself better?
I like the ship itself. Like, me and Emily also love Dumbo, and Dumbo was on the back of the ship because we always say, "You're doing it, Dumbo. You're flying.
That's true.
And then I know this is an adult area sometimes, but I also like the two better than the Dreams.
And I think people are confused about that because the back of the ship does house the adult areas on the Disney Cruise Line. But during the day, they have lots of family events in there. You know, it's a big theater. So what did you like about the Tube? That's the adult main theater on the Fantasy.
I liked how, like, it was on the back. It was kind of themed like Subway. Like, it was like a sub, not Subway.
It's kind of like a,
like a New York subway you would ride on. And then I liked how all the lights were like red, white, and blue above you. It was really, really cool. It kind of felt like I was in New York or London.
Well, that's what it is. It's themed after London because their subway in London's called the Tube. That's why it's called the Tube. That's why it's themed that way. So you got the theme. Disney Cruise Line would be glad to hear that. Mark's asking, what was your favorite meal of the entire time? 7 nights on the cruise. Favorite meal, looking back.
Chicken.
Well, chicken. Well, what? I know that you'd like chicken the most, but like, what restaurant was your favorite?
Animator's Palette. I had a really good their golden chicken. It was really good. It wasn't the same as Flo's. It just tasted like a little bit more crisp, so it was super duper good.
Okay, besides the food though, because you don't venture out too far into the foods, but like, what experience, what restaurant's the coolest? Tell the kids out there, what are they going to look forward to if they sail at Disney Cruise Line? What restaurant's awesome?
Animator's Palette. The last night you're eating at Animator's Palette, everybody at your table, including the adults, will get this little menu where you can draw. You have to draw like a little person. And
should we give a spoiler alert on this?
Sure.
Okay, spoiler alert. Okay, go ahead. Just kidding.
So you draw a little person inside your like stick. My dad drew a stick figure because he's not that creative.
That's true. I'm not creative at all, and I'm very non-artistic. But go ahead.
And then so you draw a little person inside. It doesn't matter how it looks because everybody will get featured in the restaurant, their little character. And you get featured and the restaurant on the screens, like where Crush is usually at. But Crush is still like kind of just swimming around. But at the end, they'll do like some little films of Disney, and then they'll put your little people that you drew in the films with different Disney characters, and they'll be like dancing with the Disney characters. It's just super duper cool.
It was. I mean, it was so cool to see like your drawings, your mom's drawings, your sister's, mine, you know, all of our friends that were sitting around us, Emily's, you know, you see, oh, there's my drawing. And then the coolest thing was at the end, they show credits as the meal's ending and your name is listed up there on the screen as an animator. That was my favorite part. See, my name is an animator because I can't draw.
I also liked at the end, like at the beginning, our paper was just plain, but at the end, we had like a little sticker that said, it said like, congratulations or something on it. It was really cool.
Yeah, it said we're official animators because we ate at Animator's Palette. Craig says, we'll be on the fantasy next month. Same itinerary as you guys just did. How did you like the shows? All right, so let's talk about the shows. What did you think of the shows in the main theater, just the shows around the ship?
My favorite show, I would have to say, was Wishes. It was my favorite.
It was
super,
was that the one where the kids went to good. Was that the one where they went to Disneyland? The kids were graduating high school?
They were going to college.
I think we like that one the best, especially folks watching us today and our family, because it really ties a lot of theme park experiences into the real world. Like, we loved when they talked about what's better, Space Mountain or Splash Mountain, and they argued back and forth about that. We have that discussion around here sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So what's better, Space Mountain or Splash Mountain?
Space.
That's right. Give me five. That's right. Right answer, Space Mountain always. Even though Splash is awesome. Let's help Craig out because it looks like they're sailing the Western Caribbean. Of the places we stopped, we went to Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Jamaica, and we went to Disney's private island, Castaway Cay, of course. A couple sea days mixed in there for good measure. What were some of your highlights of the ports, the things we did when we stopped?
So my favorite port, I would have to say, would be Cozumel, Mexico, because we went to
Paradise Beach.
Paradise Beach. And if you don't like swimming out in the ocean, like I kind of, at that point, I didn't really like swimming out in the ocean because I wouldn't like going under in salt water. And they have like, so they have like a little pool that you could swim into in Mexico at Paradise Beach. But they also have the ocean you can swim in. But the ocean, if you get like little tags that cost, I think, a few dollars or something, there's inflatables out in the ocean that you can play on. So like there's an iceberg you can climb up and then jump off and go pew. And then there's this really, really, really cool thing. So it's like a triangle, and one side has a slide that you can go down if you want, and then one side has a thing where you can climb up. So you, if you climb up and stay at the top, there's this little munch pad, I guess you would call it. It's like a little pad. Then there's a red area, and the lightest kid would sit on the red area. And then the kid, the big person, would jump onto the yellow area, and the kid would just go flying in the air. And then,
so you would launch, big people would launch little people out in Mexico into the ocean.
Yes, and then there's also trampolines in the ocean, too. And there's a ton of other stuff that you can do.
So Paradise Beach, I've been there myself. Didn't get to go this time because we were doing the Amazing Race with Esther and with your older sister and Scott. And we're the champions, by the way. I guess I should break out the medal, but it's hanging on the wall. But we had a good time. We planned to make it down to Paradise Beach, but we had to wait for the award ceremony and all that stuff and didn't have time to get down there. But yeah, Paradise Beach, we went there a few years back. It's a great place, very inexpensive, good food, good pool, good activities in the ocean. So I recommend that. Let's talk quickly about what we did in the other ports just real fast. Grand Cayman, we went down to the beach. We kind of went to a little beachfront a bar and grill place, took a cab. What'd you think of that day at Grand Cayman when we were in the ocean with all of our friends?
I liked Grand Cayman. There were like a ton of big guppies, I guess. Wait, were they guppies?
Well, how about before we even got in the ocean, those lizards that were running
those
loose.
Lizards,
I mean, those
were
things
like,
were huge. I mean, real lizards just walking around, climbing up the trees. Those things, they called them Mexican chickens. Those things, were they at least a couple feet long?
Yeah.
I am not exaggerating either. No. Just loose lizards.
They were just like,
yeah. Okay, so, and there were chickens walking around on the beach everywhere.
And there was, like, playground, I guess.
Yeah. And it was just a good place to go swim out in the ocean. It felt great. We could see the boat out there. We could see the Fantasy out in the distance.
It was really nice.
It was really cloudy that day, too, which was kind of nice because it wasn't extremely hot.
Yeah.
It was a good day to be in the water. And they had good food we had chicken wings and stuff from the grill.
I had chicken.
You had chicken. It wasn't the chicken that was walking around either. He might have been the next day's dinner. I don't know how that worked. Then we went to Falmouth, Jamaica, which was the ships used to go into Montego Bay or other places in Jamaica. Now they're in this new port called Falmouth that Royal Caribbean and Disney Cruise Line helped build, basically. And we spent the day at Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. So tell us about that. Because it was really a family friendly place. It was a fun place. It had a really clean pool. What'd you think?
I really, really liked the pool. I was expecting to see like a little kind of drunk people in the pool.
But there wasn't.
There wasn't. When we got there, there was nobody there. Like nobody. Like there's some people eating, but nobody in the pool.
Yeah, I think we were the first ones in the pool that day.
It was really
nice. How about that we could see the pool from our balcony on the ship?
Could.
I mean, we could have almost jumped in the pool. It was so
close. I know, right? And Mark took a picture.
Yeah, Mark did get a picture of us there swimming, so we'd like that. Good food. They even had kids' activities. Like you guys play?
Yeah, it was
play,
National
like,
Kids Day, so we
oh,
had.
Was it?
Yeah, me and Zoe, Tori, and Emily all played games. So one time we had a little water balloon and we had to throw it back and forth as many times as we could like this. And then the next game later on was you tie two balloons on one foot and then you try to step on the balloons and try to pop the other person's, which was really, really fun.
That's cool. And you guys put like musical chairs and stuff like that?
Yeah, musical chairs and stuff. It was really fun.
So it was fun. DJ there, you know, it was a really family-friendly, comfortable environment for me with the kids. I loved it, so I would recommend that. And it's right there within eye shot. We could almost see into our cabin from the pool. Craig says, sounds awesome. We're doing the Tulum ruins in Cozumel. I've always wanted to do that. I should do more educational stuff on my vacation. I need to see that maybe next time. Snorkeling in Grand Cayman. Mallory, you did your first snorkeling this time at Castaway Key. What'd you think about that? Never did that before.
I love snorkeling. I didn't like the fish like the year back when we went to Castaway Key, but I love seeing everything like so up close to me. It just felt like I was a fish swimming with them.
Who took you snorkeling? Because it was not your dear old dad. Let me pop that down here.
It wasn't my mom either.
That wasn't your mom who took you snorkeling.
Pam Forrester and my sister Paige.
Pam Forrester took care of you. She took you snorkeling for the first time out of Castaway Key. Guys, what'd you see when you snorkeled it? Because people might want to. Because I think Craig's going to do some snorkeling at Castaway Key. So, what kind of stuff might you see?
So we saw a stingray. We saw a sea turtle. Like, and my sister actually went down and petted it. And then we saw a conch shell, and it was actually moving.
Crazy.
And then we also saw some clownfish, a dory, a Nemo, some schoolfish.
Did one of the fish have like a little special fin because it was Nemo?
Oh, no, I didn't see.
You didn't see? Okay, just checking. All right, let's see what Lisa says.
Oh, hold on. I have one more thing.
Okay,
so there will be like these little orange or yellow buoys. And then if you look under the water, there's a surprise every single buoy.
So Lisa says that she gives you compliments for speaking well. And I appreciate that, Lisa. She is a great kid. I'm very lucky to have my daughters that I have and that they're kind of like their dad and like hopping on here and having some fun on a Thursday morning. But she says she's kind of scared about cruising. Give her some advice. I mean, because cruising's not scary, is it?
I mean, it's fun once you get on. Because before you get on, you can think, oh, are we going to sink or anything bad? Thoughts. So, like, is a shark going to hop onto our cruise or something?
I don't think that's going to happen.
And take a little fun?
No.
Have a little fun?
No.
But once you get on, you're just having so much fun. You forget about all that scary stuff. You're just like, pate.
It is pretty much a party once you get going there because you have the sail away party, then it never stops from that point on. All right, so let's hop away from Disney Cruise Line. After the cruise, we had a very awesome opportunity due to our friends. We got to stay at Old Key West in a two-bedroom villa because they're DVC members. So we had a two-bedroom villa. We had a bedroom. They had a bedroom, and we had the dining area, the living room. We had a nice patio on the third green of the Lake Buena Vista Golf Course. Tell us about staying in a villa with your best friend. Mallory, what's that like?
the two-bedroom villa was bigger than our house. Like, I could just run around, do cartwheels in it. And especially being with my best friend was the best part about it. Because me and her got to sleep in the same bed. Because, like, there's a pull-out couch, so we slept in there. And sometimes she would sleep on the pull-out chair bed. Mm-hmm. So
because you tend to, like, sleep diagonal, and you would take the entire couch. So Emily decided, she got smart after, like, two or three nights and decided, you know what? I'm going to sleep in that pull-out chair so I have my own space, right? Yeah. Is that what happened, I think?
Yes.
She got smart.
Sleep.
Because you guys both sleep kind of crazy. So, yeah, but you guys slept out in the living area so you could watch TV and have the pull-out couch to yourselves. And we actually had two beds in our room, so we had two queens. So your mom and I and Paige slept in there. And then Scott and Scott and Elizabeth had the master bedroom, which was awesome. So two bathrooms. It was really nice. Got to get up in the morning, go for a run, have breakfast on the balcony.
We bought like bacon from Amazon.
We did. Oh, Scott's in here. So there you go.
Hi, Scott.
Say hi to Emily. She's watching.
Emily, I miss you so much. I can't wait to see you in Indiana.
It won't be long. They're in Traverse City. They're like living it up. Did you see that? Scott, hope the ear's feeling
better.
Hope your ear's feeling better.
Yes. That's what I was just about to say.
All right. So somebody was asking, I missed it here. I believe it was Amanda was asking, favorite thing to do on the ship. So when we were on the cruise, what was your like favorite activity to do?
So me and Emily are getting older now. So the kids club's not really as fun as it used to be. But we went in the kids club on and off. The kids club's fun. But if you're older, you might not like it as much. And my favorite thing was the D Lounge because it always has family karaoke.
Yeah, you guys did a lot of family karaoke. Like, we would go down at the 10 o'clock hour. Usually the adults had a game show going on down in the tube. And you guys would have family karaoke. So you'd go up to the D Lounge. Usually, that's a good thing about sailing with 75 friends is that somebody's adult was usually in the D Lounge, so we could trust that you guys were safe.
Or me and Emily would go by ourselves, and Elizabeth would give us her phone so like we could call or text an adult if we needed something. Because mm-hmm. we had that app where we could get everybody's phone number to text them.
Yep, that's good. Yeah, so get that Disney Cruise Line app before you sail. That was very, very helpful. And we had a big party having our buffet as soon as we got on the ship. Everybody was like, it was like middle school because we all had to give each other our 5-digit codes so we could text each other throughout the cruise. We'd ask, you know, the Shangolds, what are your 5 digits? I'd ask the Foresters, the Ricky, what's your digit? So that, because you got to do that in order to be able to contact other folks throughout the cruise. So just a little tip, if you're traveling with a group, plan a little time at that first meal to set up the app, get it going, download it first, but sign in and get your assigned code and then you can exchange stuff. Julie was asking, are the beds comfortable, those pullouts? What do you think?
Yes, they are very, very, very comfortable.
All right. And Carol says she stayed there once, 2 bedrooms, huge, and good bus service. I thought we had good bus service. Wasn't bad.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Oh, Scott misses you. I think that's probably Emily. All right. So let's talk about, we got to see Pandora for the first time. What did you think of Pandora and the attractions over there?
Okay, so my favorite was Flight of Passage. I really, really, really love that ride. And it was super, super, super cool. And, like, at first I was like you feel like you're dropping because the screen just drops, kind of. Like, it looks like the Banshee's dropping. I'm like, how do the Banshees do this? I'm going to pee my pants because I was so scared. Because, like, when the drop came, I was like, because I didn't expect like a drop kind of in it. But the part I liked best was when the Banshee was breathing. You could feel it breathing between your legs.
You could. It was weird. Now, Scott and I, because we're getting to be older dudes, me more than Scott, got a little queasy that second time that we rode it. You know,
oh,
right before
I got
we left.
Queasy
did you
too?
Did you too? Because mm-hmm. okay, did you? Okay, I was wondering.
I got queasy.
So what did you think of the Navi River Journey?
The Navi River Journey was cool, but a tip. Don't have your sunglasses on your head. Paige lost hers the first time we rode it, so she doesn't like that ride.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Of all the rides at Walt Disney World, Paige lost a nice set of sunglasses on Navi River Journey because she had them kind of loosely sitting on top of her head. And when the boat took off, and it doesn't even blast out of there. It doesn't go that hard.
It just like bumps.
It just scoots you forward. Her glasses right off the top of her head into the water. I don't even know if she got them back. We were so busy. Sherry's asking, what'd you think of Pandora at night when we got over there and it was nighttime? Is that the coolest looking land?
So yes, that is so cool. It's like, it's just like everything's glowing. It's pretty. It's pretty. It's so pretty. And me, my mom, I had like a tank top that had like a neck thingy, and then it was white with like some pink stripes. So I laid out on the floor in Pandora, and I was just like, and she took a picture of me because I was glowing.
That's right. If you wear like white, or especially like our lizard color, that bright yellow, it's called Volt. That stuff just pops in Pandora at night because of all the black light. So if you want to stand out, wear some white or those yellow colors. Hey, Priscilla says Mallory's rocking it. Look at that. You got fans, Mallory. You're like a social media star. That's like every 9-year-old's dream, isn't it? What's your favorite thing to do at night at the parks? Lisa's wanted to know.
Oh, at the parks.
So anywhere on property, what do you like to do at night?
It's a tough decision. Let's see.
What park do you like the best at night?
Magic Kingdom.
Why?
It has a lot to do.
It does. But we don't have a... What'd you think of Happily Ever After? We saw that for the first time, too.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not as good as Wishes, but it's okay.
Interesting take. Favorite resort.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe it's because Happily Ever After, I kept having people put tablets up in the air.
That is true. And we were in a decent spot. We were kind of right by the ice cream plaza on Main Street, so we weren't too far back to see the projections, except if you're not 6'3". And there were some pretty rude people in front of us that were putting up iPads, and a couple dudes put their kids right on their shoulders right in front of you. So it wasn't good.
Yeah, but this one lady had her iPad up here. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. She had it up here, and her video wasn't as good. And then Elizabeth, or my mom, asked her to put it down, and her video was actually way better.
It was.
Come on.
It was. Good tip. All right, favorite resort. If you could stay at any resort, which is your favorite now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have a favorite.
You don't have to pick one. I'm going to take you somewhere today. You get to pick your resort where you want to stay.
Beach Club, Boardwalk, Key West, or Polynesian.
Yep, just like your mom. Expensive, Alexis. Expensive tastes. Vicky's excited to ride Flights of Passage on your next trip. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun. Lisa's asking, so her two daughters get motion sickness. Do you think C-bands would help on Flights of Passage? I don't know, because it's quick. You know, the attraction is like 3 or 4 minutes maximum. I didn't feel motion sickness the first time. Pam had some tips. Pam Forrester said to look out on the horizon. That helps, instead of kind of watching everything like up close and kind of micro watching everything as you go through. And also make sure that air is hitting you, because there's a breeze that they put on you to kind of ward that off. In the second time, I was tired. I was hot. So I think that had something to do with it. Maybe I hadn't eaten. I don't know. First time, I was fine. Looks like Scott your buddy prefers Wishes too. That's why you're buds.
I miss you, Emily.
And Scott says it's overstimulating. Happily Ever After prefers Wishes. Interesting take.
You're right, Scott.
Yeah. And again, Sherry says the same thing. Lots going on, but Happily Ever After is pretty sweet. I like the music too. Let's see what Kimberly says. We're getting ready to go on a cruise. They're getting ready to go. Kimberly is. She has an 11-year-old. I don't know if it's a son or daughter, but tell them one thing that would help them have a better cruise. What would you tell them? Let's say, Mallory, what can I do to have a fun cruise?
Wait, how do you have to be to go
into the edge? To go into the edge, I think you have to be 11. I think that's it. I think they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I've seen the edge, but I like don't know what they have. So I would recommend the D Lounge. It's fun for a lot of kids because like you can get involved and stuff. It's not like just a show. You can get involved.
Because you get to be part of the show. You get to get up there and sing. Sometimes when they do the game shows, you're on stage playing the game.
And the D-Lounge hosts are so funny. They have so much comedy. Just like so funny.
Are they? Are they? They are pretty funny, aren't they? They try to always...
Max with two X's.
Yeah, Max with two X's. Yeah, Max. Was he your favorite host on the ship?
Yes, I really, really liked him. And for the DJ for... Family Karaoke was super good too. Her name was Sriracha. Well, it's usually Sarah, but Sriracha because she's spicy.
And Kimberly says that her 11-year-old will like to be a part of the show. She must be kind of like you. So you're saying do Family Karaoke. Another thing I would say is volunteer for the game shows, right? Because you've been a part of like Mayor and stuff like that. So you want to be a part of it.
And Family
Family Fusion. We were on stage for that.
We did that with the Gardeners. We were called the Ramaners.
Oh, that was a tip too. When we got on the ship this time,
Foreigners.
Okay, so explain that. We were the Foreigners. So why?
We had three families combined in one last name: Foresters, Romans, and Gardeners. So four is for Foresters, men is for Roman, and Gardener is for Ers. So four men Ers. We made a bigger name.
Yep, we did. So we had a combined group, made up a name, and it was awesome. We were the first ones on the Disney Fantasy too. Because Family of the Day stopped to get pictures, and we were the second group behind them. We decided, we're not probably going to buy the pictures, so let's just zip past them and be first ones on the ship. Second time, right? Yes. What's your favorite thing at Cabanas? I love, it's almost lunchtime here. It's just about, you know, we're pretty close.
Why would you say that? No, I'm craving Cabanas.
I know. What do you like at Cabanas? What are some tips for folks going to Cabanas? Just don't touch it. You're good.
Chicken, pizza. Bread.
What else you had? You got
fries.
You got ice cream, unlimited ice cream. Now it's not Cabanas, but it's on deck 11.
Yeah, there's ice cream at Cabanas.
Oh yeah, there is ice cream. They have the heart of the scoop ice cream, the good stuff. All right, well, as we wrap this up, anything else you want to share from the vacation? We talked about Pandora Happily Ever After. Any other fun memories that you had? Disney Springs or the parks? What else? What was fun?
The cruise.
Yeah, we talked about the cruise. So, well, again, okay, if you want to, and this is making me miss it too, Dennis. So, you mentioned the cruise. So, we got to sail with a big group. So, we've sailed just as a family before. We've sailed with our friends, the Gardeners, last summer, just us two families. And this time we had about 75 friends sailing with us. So, isn't it kind of fun, though, with the bigger group, knowing that you always see people you know on the ship? Yes. That's fun.
Because then if you try to go to the kids' club, you have nobody to play with. I know you can make new friends, but I'm not that one girl on the cruise that makes new friends. Like, that's not me.
All right. Well, hopefully everybody enjoyed your little take on the Disney Cruise Line and our Walt Disney World vacation here on Facebook. We're going to sign off, and don't forget that all these live broadcasts brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when you want to head to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, or Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com and fill out that quote. And you and I right here are going to be working together on that trip. And I promise to work really hard for you to give you the best trip possible, lowest cost, of course. All right. So Mallory, any final words for the millions of folks tuned in here on Facebook?
Bye, everybody.
All right. You guys take care. Bye, have a great Thursday. We'll be checking in with you again tomorrow. Again, we got a great podcast coming your way. We're talking about best practices for Touring World Showcase, how not to see it on a surface level, but to really get the full experience of World Showcase, coming your way tomorrow on the podcast. But we'll be live again probably tomorrow morning. So have a great Thursday, everybody.
Bye, Emily.
Say our sign out line. Say we'll see you.
And we'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.